KKLA.
99.5 KKLA FM. Los Angeles, Orange County, and worldwide at KKLA.com. Celebrating 25 years of ministry.
This is Johnny Erickson Tata from Johnny and Friends. And every evening after work, you can always catch me listening to KKLA as I drive down the 101. Congratulations, KKLA, on your 25 years of ministry.
Thank you, Johnny. And the Sue Freeze Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, right here on 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason.
This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I feel so blessed to be with you today. People say, what is the Sue Freeze Show about? It's about pursuit of passion, purpose, and connecting with people. People impact our lives both positively and negatively. We then have a choice whether to react or respond. Our life is guided by our choices, which are based on our beliefs. Wisdom comes when we learn from the mistakes of those who have gone before us. Leverage all of this to take a chance. Share your life experiences to create wisdom for another person's life, to plant a seed. Dare to make a difference, to live your life on purpose, for a purpose. So welcome today. I am so excited to be here. And for those of you that are listening, if you want to call in and be a part of this show, it is live and we'd love to hear from you. So get your pencil out and write down this number, 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. And we'd love to hear from you. We have two guests, so I'm sure you're wondering who's going to be on the show today. The first guest is Tom Carice, and he is the Expo Sales Manager at the Los Angeles Daily News. The Daily News has been the voice of San Fernando Valley and surrounding communities since 1911. During those years, history has been made by many that call Southern California home. And the Daily News has been there every step of the way. As the Daily News celebrates its second century, the idea to produce a successful aging expo seemed like a perfect way to bring the community and their readership together in a way that fosters the values and spirit of the valley. Tom is with us today to discuss the Successful Aging Expo, which is being held next Saturday, November 6th, from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon at the Sheraton Universal in Universal City. So, Tom, I'm hoping you're right there.
I am. Hi, Sue.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good to speak with you, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. You know, when I first heard about this expo, I was asked if I would want to participate. And then I had someone call me to say, how does Ecola, termite and pest management, what does that have to do with successful aging? And so I continued to tell her that it does, and we'll go into that further as to how that kind of fits into this whole thing. So I'm sure everyone would like to age successfully. I know I do. So what is the Successful Expo about?
The Successful Aging Expo is a free event. It's open to the public, and it has health and wellness workshops, financial planning seminars, over 50 exhibits from companies that offer services information for people looking just basically to improve their lives.
And I'm sure we all want to do that.
Absolutely.
So who should attend this? Should this just be people that are over the 50 or 60 year mark? Or
no.
Who?
Anybody. From day one, we're all aging. We welcome everybody in the community who wants to come out and meet with experts that basically can provide information and services for anybody who's, you know, has an interest in the basic to advanced methods of how to preserve a quality of life they've grown accustomed to or the lives they aspire to have. And the successful aging in itself, just really being a personal definition, we just hope to provide best services and practices on how to get the most out of life, whether that's through friends, family, faith, finance, or health.
When I, you know, as I've been growing up and all these things, you know, when we're younger, we don't realize that, you know, we kind of take health for granted. You know, it's like, you know, you're just healthy. So you just go on, do your thing. And then there comes this time where you realize, you know what, I really need to be thinking about what I'm putting in my body and what I'm breathing. And I've always thought about what I'm listening to and everything. But, you know, what we take into our body and what we do with our lives to help us be healthy for longer, we are living longer. And to have what you said, the quality of life, is so important. So you're saying that the exhibitors at this event are going to help us learn how to live longer and have a better quality of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just a case in point, our presenting sponsor, Providence Health and Services, just really, truly a partner in every sense of the word, not only with the Daily News, but in helping organize the day's event for the community. And this is something that, through their generosity, they've got a great day of information for the public, from free health screenings, including blood pressure testing, balance testing, and pulse oximetry, which is a big word for even bigger words, hemoglobin oxygenation in the blood. So fun things that'll help people really put their finger on their own pulse as far as how healthy are they and what changes do they need to make in their lives to go forward into the future as an aging individual, whether that's somebody from the age of 30, 40, 50, or an active senior. And they're really helpful in that. They'll be also offering free physician referrals. And this is so valuable. And we also have other exhibitors that give free tests and screenings and evaluations throughout the day, from vision screenings to spinal exams and even financial wellness screenings from wealth managers.
You also said that there'll be seminars.
There will be. And we have a full day of events for seminars, lectures, presentations, and we have three rooms for that. Each of the rooms is 100 seats roughly, a little bit more actually. And those are first come, first serve. So anybody wants to show up, again, these are free. And the topics range from VA benefits to movement disorders, latest advancement and treatment options for those. Retirement Rescue is a wonderful presentation. We're actually having two of those. One at 11 o'clock, one at 2, and that's being conducted by Legacy Wealth Partners managing partner Brad Levin, who's a regular contributor on CNBC. So you won't want to miss that. We also have, again, Providence stepping up, really providing some just phenomenal physicians and oncologists to speak about heart health and cancer treatment and the latest advancements in that. And we also have some of our own writers, contributors, editors speaking, everybody from Dennis McCarthy, who's a regular contributor to the paper for the past 30 years. And Doug McIntyre will be on hand to discuss the results of the election and what it means locally. So there's going to be some really outstanding, really good speakers, and the rooms will be full. So again, I can't stress enough, if you want to be a part of those presentations, I'm sure you know everybody out there listening has got something of interest there. That they want to show up a little bit early.
Absolutely. If let's say people have busy lives, which I think most of us do, and you're saying it's from 9 until 3, is there a way that somebody could look in advance to see what they might want to attend so that they can not have to be there the whole entire day, or do you feel that they should just set aside this time to be there for the whole day?
Stay the day, rent a room, stay the weekend. Sheraton Universal.
Hey, that sounds fun.
With the free parking, it shouldn't be a hassle. Carve out as much or as little time as you can afford to spend with us. We'd love to have you for the whole day, but we do know Southern Californians lead extremely busy lives. So keeping with that theme, please plan ahead, and you can visit the website, which is successfulagingexpo.com/daily news. And we all got older just typing that in, I'm sure.
I like your sense of humor.
Well, that's one of the things that gets me through.
Yes.
But yeah, the website will direct you, and also this coming Tuesday, Election Day, always a big readership day in newspapers, and no different with the Los Angeles Daily News. We're actually publishing a special section devoted entirely to the expo, and it's a wonderful, I've seen it, and it's a 32-page full-color preview, and it will be useful for folks to hang on to that, and that'll, again, this will be Tuesday edition of the Daily News, and it'll be inserted into the paper and use that as the guide. It'll have all the information about the speaker presentations, lineups, times, places, even a map of the exhibit floor and those companies that are sponsoring and exhibiting. So they can pick that up if they're not already a subscriber at stores, newsstands, or their neighbor's driveway.
So, Tom, let me ask you another thing. The KKLA, the you're listening to 99.5 KKLA. I need to let people know that in case they don't know where they are. This is the Sue Free Show. And I just wanted to ask you, people that are listening, they could be in Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside. Does it matter that they're that distance? Is it going to matter as far as anything to do with the exhibitors? They will still be able to be connected. They'll still be able to get the information, and they'll be able to find local people that they can do business with?
Absolutely. We have exhibitors and companies from all around, not just the Valley. We have them from the greater Los Angeles area and even as far away from, you know, as San Diego. So it's a real broad scope of exhibitors. We have everybody from the medical community that represent optometry, audiology, chiropractic, oncology, dentistry, and then even, you know, those that need help with their finances. They can meet with the folks that are estate planners, wealth managers, and even the insurance providers. And so if that's not enough, we also have, of course, E. coli, termite, and pest management.
Thanks for that.
And those others that will help the home age in a successful manner, you know, custom shutter manufacturers, doors and window suppliers, and even Wells Fargo will be on hand just to answer any questions regarding real estate market. So there's many, many, many more companies and exhibitors that will be there. I just really hope your listeners will stop by and spend the day with us. We'd love to meet with each one of them.
I hope they will, and you've made it very simple. I was thinking, wow, parking's probably going to be $12 for the day, even though your event was free, and then you said free parking. So you've covered all those bases, and there is no reason why people shouldn't plan. And again, this is when?
This is next Saturday at the Universal Sheraton from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we'll even be having a VFW post 2323 from Granada Hills, doing a little ceremonial kickoff with an honor guard celebration. So that'll be neat.
That's special. That's special.
And we're also having free raffle drawings and door prizes. We're giving away a free trip. Several area restaurants have given really valuable gift cards. $100 from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, $100 from Morton's Steakhouse, Roy's Hawaiian Restaurant, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. So many, many more, just not those. And, you know, nothing says successful aging like a nice juicy steak and a bottle of wine. But I think that's where the financial planning and the wealth management might be coming in.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, that's true, because we live longer and we got to learn what to do with what we have and,
absolutely,
and be good stewards of what we've been given. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about E. coli, because, you know, people are saying, well, what does that have to do with successful aging? And what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, our living environment is so important to our well-being, because there's been studies done to say that women or mothers that are staying home have they will get sick more because they're inside the house than those that go outside the house and work. So they're more susceptible to the indoor air quality of living inside that home. Why is that? That's because we are changing what we're building homes with. And that's why going and learning about the building materials and what we have to use, the cleaning materials that we use affect us, just all these things, and pest control. Simple thing like pest control. You don't want to live with the ants in your house, but you also got to make sure that you know what you're putting in your house. And if we can protect a home from the outside and not let the bugs come inside, they have a reason to be there, but it doesn't need to be in the same living area as where we are living. So it's important that we are good stewards and that we pay attention to the poisons, the cleansers we're using. All of those things matter. So I know personally I'm going to be at this, because I know I'm going to live a long time. And I'm hoping everybody lives a long time, but we don't want to just live a long time. We want to make a difference in this world, number one. And number two is we want to live healthy lives and not be a burden to those that are loving us. So how do we do that? By paying attention and being educated and learning how to do the best we can do to be the best we can be and, you know, learn all those things. So I really appreciate you being on with us, Tom. I think you've given us a reason to come, And I'm looking forward to coming. And I didn't realize there was so much of a calendar and parade of people and exhibitors that were going to be there and all these extra things that you've got in store for us. I think it's exciting.
Yeah, I'm just thrilled that you had us on, and I'm really excited to see all our readers and your listeners gather just really as a community in an effort to just show support in this day and age that, look, together we can get through anything, and through faith and family and friends and community, we can be successful in the future. And really, with that theme, join us for the Successful Aging Expo as the Daily News welcomes the readership and your listeners, Sue, to the Successful Aging Expo next Saturday, the 6th of November, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah, at the Sheraton Universal in Universal City, and the parking is free.
Bring the ticket stub to the Daily News booth, and we'll validate it right then and there.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, I'm hoping to see all the listeners there. And thanks again, Tom, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Next, we have Mark Ottestad. Did I say that right?
You did.
Oh, I'm so glad. He's a Convene Business Development Board member, and we've had other Convene Business Development Board members on the show, at least Convene people, chairs and people that are part of it. I happen to be part of this organization also, and I benefit so much by being a part of it. Mark has more than 30 years of leadership experience and served as president of ProSound and Stage Lighting for 10 years. ProSound is a company utilizing catalog and web channels for sound and lighting products delivered to schools, churches, military, and musician DJ market. He grew that organization into a recognized national niche leader and sold it in 2005. Today, he maintains minority positions at ProSound and Convene. Mark left ProSound at the end of 2002 to join Convene. He serves in business development, where he focuses on finding excellent group leaders and helping them launch groups across the nation. Mark came to Christ in 1987 and worships at North Hills Church in Brea, California, where he leads the men's ministry and Stephen ministry. Mark is married to Casey, who I met today. She happens to be right here in the studio with Mark. Great supporter, and what a sweet smile she has. They have three children and a desire to live the abundant life of followers that pray, listen, and obey our Lord Jesus Christ. Mark, I'm so happy to have you with us today.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here because I just love what your show's about. It's about passion and purpose, and that's right where I want to live.
That's right where I want to live, too. So, who are you and what is your focus at this time?
Well, who am I? I'm a business guy. And I'm a guy that loves the intersection of faith and commerce and is so attracted to really what happens in small communities. I'm a small group junkie. I'm in five small groups, a couple of men's groups, a couple groups, and my Convene team. And you add that all up, and I can see God at work when we get in places where real things are talked about and real things are dealt with. And I think they call that speaking the truth in love and grace.
And that's so wonderful that you say that, because this morning when I was praying about this show, the one word that came up was truth, and the other word that came up was honesty, because we have to be truthful to ourselves, and we have to be honesty. We have to have honesty to those that we surround ourselves with, and we want them to be totally honest with us, even when it hurts, don't we?
And I find it's just amazing how that doesn't really happen. I do a fair amount of speaking. I get to go to Forest Home a lot and talk to some of these people who are, gosh, in the Christian community, they'd be low-hanging fruit. I mean, they're going up to the mountain with families to see Jesus, hear great speakers, and you get in front of them and ask the question, how many of you in a small group? And I'd say the answer is under 20% of people are in a place that's small where people would really be known and can come out, can feel safe, and that's sad. It's sad that people kind of find themselves hidden and maybe fearful. And I don't think God calls us to fearfulness. I think he calls us to freedom. And yet it takes that
vulnerability
and courage to kind of step out and be seen.
Yes. But that's when true everything happens.
Exactly.
That's when it happens. I mean, those are the most beautiful times in my life has been when I've allowed that to happen. And it's scary. It's scary. And it takes courage to allow yourself to be vulnerable and let those guards down.
Yeah.
And really to be seen, really deeply seen. And you need to, though, protect a little bit, because you want to make sure that you're in a safe place to do that.
That's right.
And it sounds like you create that environment.
Well, I certainly do it professionally. I think, you know, there are these elements that make that possible. Mm-hmm. I think it starts with finding a place where people are leading similar lives. Mm-hmm. They're facing similar challenges. Classic example would be, you know, gosh, I'd like to be a really good husband for my wife sitting over there. Mm-hmm. And I believe that happens when I put myself in a group with other men of God that are going to speak truth into my life and say, well, gosh, you know, I'm hearing what you're doing there with your wife. It doesn't really sound like the brightest idea. Same thing with a couples group, same thing with a convene team. If you do that, the barriers come down. You find yourself in a place where people are talking about similar things. You're going, okay, I guess this is a safe place. God calls that wise counsel. He talks about it a lot in the Bible.
Yes, he does.
And in there, then the magic of God and the Holy Spirit happen, which is about the transformed life. It's where God can do his work, which I believe happens through people. God uses people, if we'll allow ourselves to allow them in, to help us get where God wants us to go. So I think he's always kind of right there saying, okay, it'll be all fine. Take a step forward. It's called faith. You know, we take that one step out and
leap
of faith. Yep.
This is the Sue Free Show, 99.5. You can call and talk to us today at 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. We'd love to hear from you. Tell me about what you liked most about running a business. You ran a business for many years. What'd you like about it?
Well, I love people. You know, I think people are messy. People are trying to figure out what's going on. I think building a team around you of people that have different competencies and can add to a group effort is a very fulfilling experience. I've always been a sales guy, so I like the sales part of the business, mm-hmm. But I was never an administrative person. I think one of my convene lessons that my team gave me kind of in the midstream of the Pro Sound experience was, Mark, stop trying to be a administrative person. You know, surrender that. Go find someone that's really good at it and let them do that and free yourself. So for a long time, gosh, I was thinking, read another book, do another seminar. I'm going to try and be something, you know, different than God made me. Instead of saying, I'm going to let that go and find someone that God gifted at that. So I think, I don't know, people, business, awfully fun, ideas happening. And I think maybe the most fun part is business is ministry, what that really means. And today in my role, I get to talk to a lot of people about what does business as ministry mean to you? Because I find God is not really a God of recipe. He's a God of creativity. And you get around these business owners and ask that question, and most of them are wondering. But you kind of light that fire, and all of a sudden, some pretty fun things start happening.
Yeah, it's amazing what can happen.
It is.
Yeah. Put a new pair of glasses on, different color, different look, different perspective on the same situation can change the whole thing.
Yes.
You had on here ideas, scorecard, mail order, web, phones. Did that have any, what scorecard?
I think, you know, business, there's this scorecard, which has to do with making money, having opportunity, and that's really fun. I think ideas are fun. I think the scorecard is fun. It was fun expanding. We started as a little retail outlet, kind of became the national leader as the DJ king of the nation, which was fun. Mail order and web really projected that to, or propelled that. But really it moves into that whole next idea, which is business as ministry. And so I'd always like to make the bridge, because part of the convene question is, you know, what assets has God given you that you might use for his glory? And one of my favorite examples is a friend that has a trucking company, and his trucks were going out full and coming back empty. And he figured out, gosh, I should use my trucks. And he started picking up food for the poor. And last year he picked up 5 million pounds of food for the poor. And so here he now has this just cool organization where people are doing a great job of delivering stuff, but it's got a whole nother higher level, because not only are we delivering stuff, but we're using our business to help people that are in need. And these are certainly times where there's lots of need out there. And so, you know, our hope there, you know, is that would happen at Pro Sound. That would happen in lots of different ways. You know, we had Bible studies and supported missionaries and did lots of different things that allowed us to sell a bunch of mirror balls and things that made a lot of noise and lit things up and have some fun doing it. So it was good.
Was that during the disco days, or?
It was kind of right in the middle of the disco days. Yeah.
I was sharing with you that disco days are very. I'm very fond of disco days because I won a car on American Bandstand.
I love that.
And so, you know, music. I'm a dancer, and so DJs very important. They play. They have to play the right music. So there's an automatic connection here.
Exactly.
With that. And country. You were on. You had your own country show.
I did.
That is so amazing. I love that.
Yeah, both those are interesting connections for me.
Yes, they are, aren't they? So you're in many, many different small groups.
I am.
Why so many?
Well, I think they all bring a different flavor to my life. I lead men's ministry at church, so I'm kind of naturally attracted to that. I like the idea of that, so I have two groups that I meet with on those particular subjects, which I think the key subject there normally is how do we men figure out what that other species is expecting of us, and how do we really accept the mantle of spiritual leadership in our homes, and often that's a challenge. The couples, it's always great to be hearing another man and another woman that are in a relationship talk through what God's doing in their life, what's God doing through their marriage, the challenges there. And then my convene team offers a completely different thing, because here's a group of people who run multi-million dollar companies that have their own really unique set of challenges. And so it just goes back to that theme we talked about at the beginning, which is the unique community piece. You know, I think the unique community piece, I would just encourage people, find your group. You asked me earlier, you know, did you have a someone that really inspired you, or I don't remember what the question was. And I remember for the longest time I was a little resentful that nobody had invited me into a group. I was thinking, I'm a pretty nice guy.
Why doesn't anybody include me in?
Right. So the name I thought of was a guy named Bill Bird, who was a marvelous man of God that was in this area for a long time running the Gathering of Men, which has since been taken over by a dear friend, Paul Huddle. And Bill said to me, why don't you call some folks? Why don't you call them? And so I reached out and called seven or eight guys, and everyone said yes. That group, we've been meeting together every Thursday for 10 years, you know, and we've seen lives change.
Okay, so what's the message there? To those that are listening, you've said numerous things. And, you know, my hope for this show is this is God's show. It's not my show. And so I want the message to get out loud and clear to those listening that if they want something different to happen, a lot of the times they are going to need to do something different.
That's right.
So if they're not connected, because connection's so key. I'm a dancer, and connection is very important to dancing. You've got to be connected. And it's just a hand, or it's just a, you know, the eyes.
Yeah.
But we need to be connected, and everybody might have a different definition as to what connected means to them. But it's so important.
It is.
I had another gentleman in here talking about that he feels most connected with his wife when they're knee to knee. They sit knee to knee, hand to hand, eye to eye, and they're the most connected then. And I thought, I've never heard that before, knee to knee. So the message that you're telling the people listening now is they need to get connected some way.
Right.
And that, you know what, their situation, they're probably not alone, even though the devil wants us to think that this is their war and they have to fight it alone, and he causes us to create this isolation. We don't need to be isolated. So I want to shake everybody up and say, if you don't like what's happening, you've got to get what you need to get. So where do you go to get the information you need in order to make a difference in your own personal life? And because our lives affect other lives, we need to figure out what we need to do. What's our part? So what would you say to the people listening?
Well, I think I would say, you know, be brave, be bold, step out. I think we always think that everybody else has it together. We always have this vision that my needs are different than someone else's needs. My mom's famous saying was, I always judge everybody else's outsides by my insides. And the reality is we have these thoughts that are going on inside of us, and we have to break that madness. People, I know I want friendship. I want closeness. I want to get the stuff out. And I just find that you asked why so many groups? I like getting it out. I like showing other people it's okay. I'm a very you know, extroverted person. I feel like I can lean into lots of conversations pretty easily. And so that's what I do. And I feel it's part of my personal mission, which is to share with people that being in a group, being in a small group, not too big, and really you need one of my favorite, you know, experts in the world is John Townsend, Dr. John Townsend. And he will tell you. Right. You need 3 to 9 intimate people in your life that know who you are and are for you. It's awesome.
And I agree with that. And you know what? We pick those people. Don't let them pick you. You pick who you feel is going to be there. We can always find people to tell us what we want to hear, but you want to find people that are going to tell you what you need to hear. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and Mark Ottestad and on the Sue Free Show, 99.5 KKLA.
What would happen if your computer network went down? It happens every day to businesses large and small. Imagine losing financial records, days of work, or even your entire client database. How damaging would that be? Imagine how different your life would be if you could find out about a computer disaster before it happened. With NSI's free network analysis, you'll get a technical specialist who will not only warn you about any possible threats or system issues, but you'll also get a full inventory of your systems along with a site performance evaluation. And at the conclusion of your analysis, we will sit down with you to explain exactly what we have discovered in terms that make sense. This valuable offer is available for a limited time to all business owners. Wouldn't you like to have peace of mind that your technology is stable and secure? Find out why hundreds of companies, like yours, choose NSI as their technology partner. Don't rely on luck. Let NSI help. To schedule your free analysis and see how NSI can help your business strengthen its technological base, call 866-671-0089, extension 204. That's 866-671-0089, extension 204. Call today and find out what it's like to have a true technology partner working for your business. Call 866-671-0089, extension 204.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back with Mark Ottestad, Convene Business Development Board member, and we're talking about being connected. We talked about joining a small group, not being alone and isolated, finding somewhere to where you can feel that you're connected and you can get the answers you need. Sometimes it's just support. Maybe you don't need an answer. Maybe you just need to feel that someone cares. And you know, there's people out there that care. Jesus provides us with people, and we need to have people in our lives. We do need to guard our lives, I believe, because people can come in our lives that really shouldn't be there. So we have to be focused on where we're headed, where we want to go. I was thinking on the way in, and I was thinking about, you know, what are people going to say when I die? What are people going to say when you die? What do you want them to say about you? You know, your life. Has your life made a difference? You know, what are they going to say? And I know for me, I want people to say that, you know, I made a difference in their lives. And I think that we need to be thinking like that. In business, I know that we talk about you got to have a goal. You have to have a goal, and then you work backwards to that goal. And you figure out where you want to go and how you're going to get there. And I always say, you know, gosh, this is a big elephant. How are we going to deal with this elephant? And it's one bite at a time. Mm-hmm. So Mark, you mentioned Stephen Ministries.
Stephen
Ministries. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. I love just where we were going because we spent time talking about community, how important that is. But it's certainly an important part kind of connected to that is really one-on-one. You know,
right.
There's this place of where do we go deep? And I'm really excited. We're launching a Stephen's ministry at our church right now. And this is this amazing ministry where they've trained 500,000 lay ministers nationally over the last 35 years. And it's this opportunity to leverage the pastoral staff in your church. It's this gender-to-gender relationship where people show up after the tragedies of life, really. Lost a job, child problems, relational problems, however severe those may be, or just feeling I need someone to talk to. And so Stephen's minister meets with that person 1 hour a week for between 6 months and 2 years to just be there and listen. And so it's really learning techniques of listening, learning techniques of being in someone's life to help them kind of walk through where they're at this time. So certainly this wonderful connection, you know, in the convene model, right? We do the forum day, which helps us kind of move rocks by having a peer-to-peer community. And you also have your coach. You have this guy that shows up, guy or gal, once a month to say, hey, what are you working on? And Stephen's ministry is kind of like that. It's in the church environment. And it's this great opportunity to allow people to serve people who are in need. Mm-hmm. And I think when we're doing that, then all of a sudden our needs become a lot smaller because we're finding out that we can be used in a way that can really help people. So that's what Stephen's about. And I'm just excited that we're launching that now in our little church.
And it says here that 500,000 lay ministers, 10,000 churches, that's a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just amazing. Well, it just shows how great the need is. And
it's growing.
It's growing and growing. And so it's
there is a need.
There's a need. People need people to hear them. And we need to learn how to hear people. You know, how do we listen? How do we do reflective listening effectively? How do we understand where people are at? And how
have
do
you ever heard that saying, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason?
That's a problem for me.
Yeah, well,
that's why I need to take the training, you know, more training for Mark because I talk a little too much.
I know we talk about also, you know, the difference between listening and hearing.
Right.
There is a difference, isn't there?
Yeah, and there's so many levels of listening. You know, there's this what do the words say? What's behind the words? What's the physical, what's going on as far as your body language? And there's lots of ways to listen. What's not being said? You know, that's a great thing to be listening
for.
Body
language.
Yeah.
Yeah, deflection of voice, eyes, right?
Yeah, so God gives us this tool of a body, this gift of a brain, this emotional, relational intelligence that we have, all for His glory. And so will we use it or will we not? Mm-hmm. And it kind of goes back to stepping out and doing good with what we're given.
And allowing ourselves to be vulnerable.
There you are again.
I know. It's tough. It's
is.
Tough to be vulnerable and let those guards down. It is, but I think it's so necessary. So today your focus is on Convene and Christian business owners. Tell me more.
Well, yeah, we've got about 300 business owners of these larger companies. My role is I recruit these mentors for Christian business owners around the country. I search them high and low, and just launched a group in Tulsa. So exciting. I mean, there was the Holy Spirit showing up in Tulsa. I was just amazed at people talking from a Holy Spirit kind of perspective so overtly. It was very surprising. Lots of folks out here in Southern California. We have 11 groups here. What we do is we create these peer communities, kind of like what we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, similar lives. Some folks do termites. Mm-hmm. Some guys, gals do, I don't know, software development or trucking or whatever they happen to do. So we put them together for their own board of advisors that will help them. We give them a coach and we kick them in the rear and say, you should be running the best businesses in the world. You should hire better than anybody else, fire better than anybody else, plan better, execute better. And you should have people around you helping you do that, that say, oh, Sue, I know right where you're at. I've been there before. Let me help you miss that pothole or take advantage of that opportunity that's in front of you. So it's leveraging the
experience and wisdom of those around us.
Exactly.
Which is the show. It's what the show is about.
I know. That's why
I
love this.
I was trying to figure that out. You know, it's what do we call it? You know, it's, but that's what it's about. It's helping other people and when people feel hopeless, to give them hope.
Right.
If people feel like, you know, I just can't get through this. It just feels like it's just, you know, God says he won't give me more than I can handle, but yet I feel like it's more than I can handle right now. So yes, those are all really great things. The isolation, I see that so prominent. Pastors, you know, I think leaders of businesses, owners, business owners and leaders and pastors have a lot in common. At least they should.
I think so too.
You know, just because, for instance, the business and the people, you have people that are depending on you as a business owner to make right choices. You know, whether it's insurance, medical insurance, you know, payroll, you know, just all those different choices that we have to make. And then you've pastors, you know, they have all those choices too. You have to run the church. You know, you have to make sure that it's, the lights can go on. So it is somewhat of a business, but it's a business of people.
Yeah, and I think both sides are hugely isolated. I mean, can you really share with your employees some of the challenges you're talking about?
Some maybe.
Same
with pastors. Same you can't really share a lot of the struggles that you have because you are looked at as being the leader that has it all together or has all the answers, right?
Yeah, so how about the idea of not knowing it all?
Yeah, how about that? Boy, what a relief.
Yeah,
to not
I would
have
hope so.
To know it all. Yes.
How vulnerable. It makes me think of, we have this group that we're very excited about. It's called TLC. It's the Leadership Connection. They're just moving from Northern California into our area. And they create pastor groups like we create business groups. And so today they have 22 groups up in the Bay Area. They just had a meeting last Tuesday in San Diego and had 20 pastors show up. And we're really working strategically with them to help pastors out there in, you know, Southern California, if you feel isolated, please connect with us because we can connect you with the Leadership Connection and you can find a group that's just for you, that are other pastors. What did we say at the beginning? I don't know, leading similar lives, facing similar challenges, an opportunity for wise counsel and for God to show up. So I'm always sad about that, you know, that I remember asking my pastor, are you in a group? And I can't really be in a group at the church here. It's a little too scary for me. It's, you know, I mean, could you really show your vulnerability in your church?
And right, and do I want to air my laundry?
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. What is the most difficult decision that you've ever had to make? I'm putting you on the spot.
Well, I think it had to do with 9/11. You know, 9/11, my business was very... we were pretty brisk and we had to let a lot of people go right after that. Our business took a really dramatic dive. And so in here is this arm wrestling on how do you do that and how do you do that well?
Uh-huh.
And so that was very difficult. That was a very difficult time. It was a difficult time of people in a very stressed out situation because of the emotional nature of our country at that time, and then suddenly a lot more insecurity as jobs were kind of like now,
like now.
So it's,
yeah,
that was very difficult.
That would be very difficult. So if you were to discuss one biblical principle that you use.
Well, I think I'm most interested today in the biblical principle of dominion that in Genesis, you know, there's this whole conversation that's kind of the outgrowth there of where God gives us dominion over things. Often we're hesitant to take dominion. I think in the business marketplace, obviously, there is this dominion, which happens to be for you, for me, employees, customers, vendors. There are all these relationships that we really have dominion over and relationship to. And so I think the idea of dominion is a very provocative concept to me today. So I'm kind of studying in that space and trying to learn what God would be saying to me. I think one of the things that I've struggled with is, leaving ProSound and Stage Lighting. I mean, I'm in as a minority partner today, but I really left operations where all my relationships were. And so in there, I found that dominion includes a season. that it is okay for there to be a season. And for me, that season closed at ProSound, and a new season started at Convene, where today, like I say, we have these 30-plus groups and hundreds of CEOs. And so I think we sometimes look back. I'm much more of a forward-looking guy. I'm always looking forward, and so that's easier for me. But Dominion is the spot that that I think about a lot today.
I think for anybody listening, it's good to look back to learn from back, but it's better to look forward. And, you know, if you use your past to make your future better, then that's a wonderful thing. But to look back and stay there is not a healthy thing.
Yep.
We need to move forward. We need to go forward. We only have today forward, right? Can't stay in the past. Which is the most meaningful seed that you have sown and watched grow into a miracle? Do you have?
Well, I think children. You know, I
yes,
think children
I agree
are an amazing
deal.
Yeah,
they are amazing deal. They are.
I was sharing with you, it was so fun to come to the studios with my bride here today, that just a little while ago we were,
married your daughter.
Right across the street here.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, haven't been here since. So I think a huge seed for my wife and our family was my oldest son and his challenge with regards to addiction. And what happened there, and how it changed us as a family and as people, where that seed was really an opportunity, because often we're looking for the seed of the good things in our life, and yet oftentimes that's born through the challenges in our life, you know. And so in there became this thing of God using that to change me as a man, mm-hmm. change us as a family. So it was really good.
I'd like to have you on another day to go there, because it's too late in the show to start that, and I didn't know that. If you would be willing, I have two other families, and I've been putting together a program
to love
talk about that, because I know that that's something that could really, heal, or at least feed.
Yeah.
And there's so many parents that struggle with this. You know, what part of this is my fault, and what could I have done different to make it different? And maybe there's nothing you could have done different, you know? We are called as parents to guide our children and train them up in the way they shall go.
Yep.
Right? That's what we're supposed to do.
Well, I'll give a shout out there for my wife, because she was the hero in this whole thing. And it was her listening, I think, to God. I mean, we call it a God moment in our life. And of course, my third son, you know, was kind of like my daughter, in that I have a couple of artists there. And so that seed is amazing, that you take care of a seed that's not a whole lot like you in a lot of ways, but you mm-hmm. have a responsibility there. And then you watch God grow some stuff that you go, wow, that's so cool. Look what's going on.
So would you be willing, both of you, to come back to talk about that?
I would.
How about you, Casey?
We'll talk about it. We'll think about it.
We'll think about it.
Okay.
That's got to be a yes.
Okay. This is the Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5. We're still wanting a caller to call in. We don't have much time left, but if you'd like to call, 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. We'd love to hear from you. So in the last few minutes that we have left, Mark, what would you like to tell the listeners? Think of these people as people that are driving or sitting, you know, at home and listening on the radio. What message would you like to give them that you feel could maybe be life-changing, a seed that you could plant?
Well, I think I love the theme of the day. I mean, I think we're called to live a purposeful life. And I think if we're brave enough to step out into that amazing things will happen. And so I think in that, the highest probability of that happening again is in community, where people around us will encourage the Sues to go on, you can do it. And at some point we hear that. I don't know what that is, but at some point we go, oh, I've got this idea. And the people around us are going, yeah, we've been telling you that for 6 years. But it is, that's just how it works. So I would just encourage people to call a friend today and say, could we just talk? And do it in a disciplined manner, you know, talk to them with regularity. You know, call them up and say, let's talk every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and let's carve out a half hour, 45 minutes. And so that would be my encouragement. My encouragement would be, is there's someone that you know that I would say right now, if you were to say, who should I talk to? God would put that name right on the tip of your lip. And I would say, call that person up today and say, could we just talk? And I'm betting they're going to think, I was just hoping you'd call me and that we'd be able to talk.
And when you ask God to reveal to you someone that needs you or someone that might need a phone call or whatnot, God is faithful and He will provide that. And I challenge all listeners, you go to church, and instead of sitting in the seat that you're used to sitting in that somewhat has your name carved in the seat, but not really, I really challenge you to ask God when you walk into that place and say, God, where do you need me to sit? Where do you need me to serve you? Where can I serve you best? There's been so many times where I've asked God that, and when I sit in a seat, it's amazing what happens. I know I'm the one that's the most blessed, but it's amazing because there's somebody right there that somehow opens up, or something happens that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have just listened to Him. And people say, do you hear His voice? And I'm just like, well, no, not really. I don't hear His voice, but something tells me to just sit over there instead of over there.
Well, I love it. It starts with asking a question.
Right.
And so if you were to so boldly go before, what, the Lord of the universe and say, Lord, where shall I go right now? Now, the secret to this whole thing, I think, is right after that, you shut up and listen.
Uh-huh.
That you find out that things may happen.
Right. So anything else? We have 30 seconds.
Well, I just say, you know, it's great to be here. I love the purpose. I'd certainly want to say we're excited about you and what you're doing. And
thank
we
you.
Certainly want to invite people to the Convene community and let everybody know we got Ken Blanchard coming up in February. And we're going to have a bunch of CEOs in Southern California, the nation, come here and rally to do better at business and do it in a way that honors God.
That's awesome. So this is the end of the show for today, and I wish we would have had a caller call in, and I look forward to next week. Every week we do things differently, and I'm just going to encourage you. This something happened yesterday, and I think I have a little time to just say this, and I might get cut off. But yesterday I was at a dance event, and I'm going to be leaving here and going to the dance event again because I compete in dance. And this lady, I went up to her and she says, how are you doing? Because I, in May, fractured my back. A horse threw me off and I fractured my back. And I haven't been able to dance for a while. And it's really nice because I have a dance community family that actually missed me. All this time that I haven't been out there dancing, they're saying, where have you been? We've missed you. That was funny. Thank you very much. And so I was talking to this lady, and she goes, how are you? And I said, oh, my back is healing. My fracture is healing. And I said, how are you? And she says, oh, you know, I've gotten over the breast cancer, but now I've got these other ailments. You know, if anything's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong to me. And I said, oh, you know, that's not right talk. That's not right talk. We have to claim it, and we have to say that, you know, we're healing. And she goes, oh, I've tried that positive stuff and it doesn't work and whatnot. And my heart was so burdened over this, because this woman keeps talking about the ailments in her body and how, you know, it's all bad and how she's never going to be well. And I just hurt for her, because our brains, our minds are so strong and so important. We need to guard what we say with our tongue. We need to guard what we eat, what we take into our mouths. We need to guard what we say and what we hear. We need to really guard what we surround ourselves with. So that goes for your living environment. It goes for the people that you surround yourself with. Don't let people choose you. You choose your friends. I always told my kids that. Choose your friends. Don't let them choose you. Guard your life, guard your heart, but be faithful to God and do what He asks you to do in all areas of your life. God bless you. See ya and hear you next week.
Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven. In love.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. Are raising insurance premiums making it unaffordable to offer quality benefits to your employees? Well, before you throw in the towel on providing affordable employee benefits, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services, the benefits specialist. Denon Simpson saved her clients over $4 million in premiums last year while offering extra benefits like heart scans, stroke scans, even chair massages. Let your employees know how much you appreciate them by offering them a comprehensive benefits package that's easy to manage and affordable. Denon Simpson serves companies throughout Southern California. Clients like Make-A-Wish, A American Self-Storage, the Foursquare Denomination, and ministries around the world. They love an opportunity to save your company thousands too, while providing a culture of wellness and safety. If you're responsible for the health and safety of your employees, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services today at 818-676-0044. That's Denon Simpson Insurance Services for a free evaluation. 818-676-0044. Denon Simpson, the benefits specialist.
Springtime. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.
Brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services on 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason. We'll hope you're having a great Saturday so far. Brad Solomon with you. We'll join Precious Metals Investment Strategist Jonathan Rose next up on The Gold Show. Well, KKLA is the first stop on your quest for the best Southern California activities and events. Just drop by KKLA.com and simply click on Community Calendar to see a world of event choices for you and your family. And it's all at our website, inviting you, KKLA.com.
And now a special Salem Communications commentary. This is Chuck Tyler, Program Director of KKLA. KKLA rarely endorses a candidate for office, but the race here in California for our U.S. Senate seat is so important, we're making an exception and endorsing Carly Fiorina in her effort to unseat Barbara Boxer. Carly shares our values. She's unequivocally pro-life, and she's a strong supporter of traditional marriage. Barbara Boxer is the most radical pro-abortion member of the U.S. Senate. She even supports the barbaric practice of partial birth abortion. For 28 long years, Barbara Boxer has voted for bigger, more intrusive government policies, burdensome environmental regulations, and higher taxes. She failed California, and she doesn't deserve our trust. Carly brings amazing clarity to issues. She'll stand up for our values, work to bring jobs back to California, and vote for policies that will defend our nation. Carly's the kind of leader California